What's going on, guys? Kevin's here again. Once again, I'm back with CJ, and this time we have very special guest, Denny. What's going on, Denny?
What's up, guys?
So happy to have you here. CJ, say hello.
What's up?
So happy to have Denny here joining us this recap of the last, two episodes?
Two whole episodes.
Whole episode.
I'm trying to stay caught up. So many episodes.
They're like just rapid fire. Boom, 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 boom. But we're happy to have you here. I saw that you were in the comments for a couple of episodes back. So you've been keeping up with the show, Denny?
Yeah, I've been trying to. I'm like, ooh, I have something to add, but I'm not on there with them. So I'm happy to be here tonight.
Perfect. So when we last left off, CJ, how you doing? You good? Anything new in the last, 3 days?
Nah, just, watching this sprint of Big Brother.
Yes. So many tops and turvy things, so many different changes. When we last left off, Mariah and Chris Kattan were on the block to go. And that's what Chris Kirkpatrick did, you know what I'm saying? So let's get into the episode. Just launch right into it. After Chris Kirkpatrick put up the nominations, he was concerned that his target, Mariah, might be able to convince Misha to save her from eviction because, they're really afraid of Misha winning, the veto, stuff like that. Misha's been a beast this whole game.
Well, I'll say the wife is watching with me, and she's like, have you noticed every time they show Misha just having conversations, 80% of the time she's working out. She's on the elliptical. She's on the bike. She's, beating bags. She's always working out. And then they do these competitions, and they're like, man, Misha's a beast. She's so good. Well, yeah, she exercises, 12 hours a day.
I don't even think she's exercising. She is. I think she told her camp when they were you can't go on Big Brother because you have a fight. You have a fight coming up. She told them, "I'll stay in shape." And has been treating the Big Brother house as a solitary 30-day training camp.
She's always working out, and the 20% that she's not working out, she's either laying down chilling or she's eating some fighter meal.
Egg whites. Yeah.
Egg whites and peanut butter. It's all protein all the time. I was like, can you have a cupcake like your nickname?
No.
You're getting ready to fight.
No one was eating cake except for Chris Kattan.
Denny's right. If they had
I actually went for some cake, but it was all gone.
It was already gone. Someone ate it.
I would have been so mad if I watched the show afterwards and had eaten some cake knowing that he was just five minutes into that.
Well, and Lamar and Mariah saw him do it and didn't say anything. Were they not eating the cake? Or did they stop eating the cake at that point?
I don't know, but
it was ridiculous. It was crazy because after Chris, as you guys know, Chris ate all of the cake. Even if they made some cupcakes, Misha wouldn't have got any. Because if Carson made it, Chris would have ate them too.
Yep.
Chris Kattan would have ate them too. But Chris Kirkpatrick seems to be aligned with Misha, but also terrified of Misha.
I think for Chris Kirkpatrick, it's one of those, I want to be with the strongest player in the house, but at some point I'm going to have to go head to head with her to beat her. And I don't think he thinks he can beat her.
Here's my thing with Chris Kirkpatrick and Misha. It's really hard to work with someone in a game who has to have control all of the time, and it's his HOH, and she's telling him what he needs to do, and he knows that's not necessarily best for his game. to go after Carson. And she keeps saying, it's good for me. It's good for me. And it's like, if you're really locked in with someone, you're not just going to think about your own game. I mean, that's going to be first and foremost. But if you're locked in solid with someone, you're going to be trying to get both of you to the end. She's obviously got Todrick.
With her.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
100%.
Chris Kirkpatrick is not her number one in the game. But I think he realizes that.
But Shane, the thing that was weird.
Yeah, the thing that I thought was weird is that they have the Athletes Alliance that Chris is affiliated with. And Mariah is in that thing. And so is Shayna. Like, Shayna, once they made the deal with Shayna, it was as if it was Misha, Todrick, Lamar, Mariah, Chris, and Shayna. That's the alliance. And I think, because I hear what you're saying, Denny, that Misha keeps talking about what's best for me. But in reality, it's what's best for us because we're all aligned together.
Yep.
Yeah, but he is good with Carson. So
true.
I get that you have to have, you know, you have to have the numbers. So numbers and alliance is important. But Carson might be good for his game, even if he's not good for, I mean, she's obviously going to look out for her best interest. But I think Chris realizes that. And is like, I don't want to get rid of Carson because,
right,
you know, he might be good for my game. So I think it's just that she is trying to take like full control. And mm-hmm. if it's like your way or no way at all, that's not really good to have in an alliance.
I definitely agree with you on that. And it's and once again, Misha keeps saying good for me, my thoughts, what's for me. And Carson being gone is good for her specifically and good for Todrick. I definitely agree with that. But I think it is worth noting that that Misha should be continuing to fight for Mariah because she did just do all of these things to keep Mariah in the house to begin with. And so she needs some of that. She like wrote a check and she's waiting for it to clear. And Chris is trying to say, I'm ripping it up. And she's like, I need this check to clear first. Do not rip this check up, please. And Chris is like, nah, it doesn't work for me. I don't want to need you to get paid. I'm going to go ahead and rip this check up.
But that's the thing is, like, with their numbers, they're cutting from 10 to 9 at that point. Mm-hmm. Someone's going to be the bottom of the alliance always. And when you're cutting from 10 to 9, you're still going to have a 5-4 advantage. The fact that Misha went mob boss on Chris makes him question their relationship. Like, Misha could have, I understand Misha being like, well, she's in our alliance. Like, let's keep the numbers. Let's go strong. Let's take out, you know, our biggest adversary. But at the same time, I felt like she was pushing so hard that it made Chris question where he is in their relationship as far as like, you know, maybe I'm number two or three in my alliance, but the way that you're pushing this, you're making me feel like I'm 5 or 6.
I can see that. I can definitely see that. So Misha keeps pushing for Chris Kirkpatrick to put up, or to, if he wins veto, to take down Mariah and put up Carson, because Carson is good in challenges along with Misha and Todrick. And Mariah is someone that they can have on their side. Later, him and Shayna discuss, what if they put up Misha or Todrick if Mariah comes down? Which I thought was quite bold. Quite bold.
I think with Chris, he's looking at it and he's like, if I remove one of them, there's a vacuum of power and I could assume that position. And what I didn't understand is the whole, like, the fact that he was leaning towards Todrick, because at that point I'm gonna cut off the head of the snake. Like, you might as well,
if you're gonna go for it, you gotta go for it,
right? Like, you need to, if you're taking the shot, number one, you got to make sure you won't miss. And I think if you put Todrick up, you still might miss. Versus if you put Misha up, you're definitely not missing.
Let's play it out, though. If Todrick is up next to Chris Kattan, Denny, where is Mariah voting?
Where is what?
If they win veto and they take down, let's say Chris Kirkpatrick wins veto and he takes down Mariah and he puts up Misha, who does Mariah, or puts up Todrick, who does Mariah vote out?
I think she votes out Todrick.
Yeah, I don't know about her. I don't have a good read on her to begin with, but I think Todrick stays in that instance.
I think the numbers state, because I assume Chris Kattan still goes up there and doesn't seem like he wants to be there. And Todrick very obviously does, but Todrick also has the numbers because Misha's voting to keep Todrick. I think Lamar is voting to keep Todrick at that point. I think Todd's voting to keep Todrick at that point.
Yeah, Todrick, everyone likes him. I don't think he'd be going anywhere. Whereas if it was Misha, I think she's gone.
Right, and that's why you would have to go for Misha if you're going to do it, because otherwise it's a failed attempt at a backdoor. Because if Shayna or Carson, now if Mariah wins it herself and takes herself down, then you put up Todrick. It's like it's not an attempt at a backdoor. But if Chris Kirkpatrick or Shayna Mokler win and take down Mariah in this thought experiment, then it's a failed backdoor, I think, if you don't go for Misha directly.
Yeah, when I watched you guys last week, CJ, I heard you say that there was a possibility maybe Chris Kirkpatrick would try to backdoor Misha, and I wanted to see it. Just because of the way she was talking to him, I know that if I was him and I was in his shoes, I'd be like, she's got to go, because it doesn't really seem like she wants to work with me. She wants to control me. So if I was him, I would have gotten rid of her, thinking I would still have the numbers. Those people would still work with me. I mean, they might be a little like, especially Todrick would be a little pissed, but I think I'd rather deal with Todrick if Misha was backdoored than to deal with Misha if Todrick was backdoored.
So
I respect that.
That's the thing, is I think Chris is looking at it and he goes, okay, let's say that I take the shot at Misha. Misha's definitely going to go home in that case. I think that Cynthia, Carson, Shayna would definitely vote. And I think Todd and Lamar would vote Misha out. So there's your five votes to get her out. But if you do that, I think that Mariah and Todrick are going to go back to Carson and Cynthia. So now either way, you're going to have the votes, because you're going to have, or it's going to be split 4-4-1, because who knows what Kattan's doing.
Right. Right. And the thing that's the most interesting, though, is that these were all thoughts that Chris had along with Shayna. And this is why they're trying to straddle the line between two alliances. And for whatever reason, this was created and he felt under pressure because of the way, like Denny said, the way Misha was talking to him. In my opinion, if someone's trying to control me at 10, here's the strings, do what you got to do. We're at 10. If we're at 6, then it's time to Pinocchio this bitch, and I got no strings to hold me down, you know what I'm saying? Because at 6 is when you could really make moves towards the end, but at 10, if someone's like, I can't believe you did that, I would be like, did you not see what Misha did to my arms? And like, I'm making it sound like it wasn't me. So if Misha wants Carson gone, Carson is not going to necessarily be great for Kirkpatrick's game, in my opinion. Like, he could help him now, but he can't help him later, right?
Yeah, I don't think he's a long game for him, but...
Correct. So if Misha wants to be my boss, it does enough to get more people mad at you. And if you go to Carson, you're like, Misha scares me. I had to put you and Cynthia up, because Misha's going to just try to run this thing. What if she wins the veto? Blah, 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 blah. I had to try to keep myself safe. Then it just makes Misha that much bigger of a target than she already is how I would have saw it. But instead, he put up Mariah, and then he's starting to like get these inklings that he's going to try to upset the apple cart and go for Misha or Todrick himself, with the idea of Todrick being the main one, which doesn't make sense because then you miss the shot and then you have her pointed at you. So we next get into the live veto competition on right on that night. And in that live veto competition, we have six people there chosen at random, what have you. And there's a Marry Me sign with the nice tie-in to the Jennifer Lopez Owen Wilson movie. I guess that's coming out. Didn't they do a movie together like back in the day?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to either of them.
She does them rom-coms. You know how J-Lo be. So it's a nice tie-in to that movie. And Marry Me. So there's the way it's set up is that they're showing you a big screen with a bunch of different people holding up signs. And on one of the signs, it says Marry Me. And they have the screen chopped into thirds with an A, B, and C option. What you had to do is look at the screen, and then when Julie asked, you had to guess which third the Marry Me sign was in. Chris Kirkpatrick was terrible at this.
So after
like, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
After the challenge would
come. Wait, before you two get into it, the players were Chris Kirkpatrick, Chris Kattan, Mariah, Shayna, Cynthia, and Todrick.
So after when Carson said, did you throw it or do you need to get your eyes checked? And he said, I need to get my eyes checked. No, you just say you threw it.
Yeah, you just lie. So bad. Just, he said, yeah, were you trying to throw it or do you need an ophthalmologist? You then say you needed an ophthalmologist. You don't say you needed an ophthalmologist. Say, I just want to keep it the same.
Yeah, he did so bad that they would believe that he threw it.
Yes, it was atrocious. Atrocious.
That was so bad.
Denny, were you surprised at how bad Chris Kirkpatrick was?
Yeah. The first one, I'm like, all right, maybe he missed the first one. Then he misses again. I'm like, how? I found it right away. Everyone else was doing really well, and he was just bombing it. I don't even know why they let him continue. It's like he had no chance by the end.
When I was watching it at home, I was watching it myself. I missed the first two. I was with Chris. I had no idea where they were. And then I noticed that the sign had two hearts on the sign. And so then I just started looking for the hearts, and I got the rest of them the rest of the way. And I don't know if Chris Kirkpatrick didn't figure that out, or because I understand the first one was very overwhelming. It was a sea of signs, and I had no idea how to like spot it. But once I realized that the two hearts were on the sign, I'm like, oh, okay, it's in two, R&B, boom, boom, boom. Okay, so there it goes, B, boom, boom, boom. There it is in C. Like, I was able to keep it rolling from there. Chris Kirkpatrick, and he was always like one third off. If it was in B, he had A. If it was in C, he put up B. I just could not believe it.
He would have done better if he just guessed one letter every time.
Every time, B. Every time, B.
Yeah, because, like, I didn't notice the hearts until the fifth one, but I was at least, like, figuring out where it was, and I think I got 5 out of 6.
And see, that's what it would have taken, right? And so we ended up coming down to it. The final two were Shayna and Todrick. They had to go to a tiebreaker, and the tiebreaker was from the time the Mon Juan hat came out to the time the now nomination happened, how many hours was it? Shayna guessed 72. Todrick guessed 180.
Yep.
And it was 175. I was extremely blown away by Todrick's answer and being that close. Now, mind you, you can't go over, so Todrick didn't win. But I was amazed how close it was.
So I think Todrick screwed up because he was trying to be too precise. Because when they said that was the tiebreaker, my first guess was 168. Because I was like, it's been 7 days. So after the 7th day, you just let it fall where it may. But going 180, like now you're being hyper specific. So was he closer? He was way closer, but he was over, so it didn't matter.
Denny, what did you think of Shayna and Todrick's performances?
See, I had no idea how much time had passed. So I'm always trying to do, you know, the stuff in my head, and I'm like, I'm clueless. I have no idea. So mm-hmm. when they showed their answers, I didn't know who was going to be right. But yeah, for him to be only five off,
yeah,
that's just insane that he was that close.
And to me, it like made it even more concerning, because I was like, Todrick is a real beast in this game, and though he hasn't won anything, he's too close. So you guys should probably be aware of that. I know you're concerned about Misha right now, but that is definitely something you should be thinking about. But so Shayna wins the veto. Finishing out our thought experiment, if Todrick wins the veto and takes Mariah down, does Chris take the shot?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't. Although he talked about it, I don't know if he'd have the balls to actually do it, because I think he'd be worried about the repercussions. So I don't know. I don't know who he would have put up. Just some random.
Probably Todd. Todd sitting there next to Chris Kattan. Like, that's probably what would have happened.
I think he would have put up Carson at that point to appease Misha, because I don't think he has the balls to do it either.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been time to go for it. But we don't even get that. We get Shayna winning the veto. Shayna decides to keep Chris's noms the same. And then we go right into the eviction. At the eviction, Chris Kattan stands up first. And Chris Kattan looks at the house and tells them that he has not really been playing the game. He doesn't know if he even wants to be here anymore. He thinks it's time for him to move on. That Mirai has fought hard and wanted to stay in the house and has been playing a great game. And just getting to know her story, he's amazed, and he thinks that she should keep it going, and he's, you know, ready to take his leave. Mariah then gets up, says a speech that she shouts out the cookout, and saying watching the cookout definitely inspired her to play and see people, want to see more people like herself, and she loves this game, and she's excited to be here. Then they vote out Mariah 7-0. I don't know. What happened? Talk to me about the speeches, guys. Talk to me about the vote. Tell, explain this to me.
Well, Chris, I mean, he's not a threat to anyone.
Correct.
So why not keep him around, even if he's saying, like, at first I was thinking, well, he's just, you can tell he's a soft-hearted guy. And he was already there for Mariah earlier when she was struggling a little bit. Right. And he was so sweet to her. So I figured he just felt like it meant more to her. And he wanted to give her the opportunity. Because you hear him in a couple confessionals say, I don't want to go home. But then he's like, just send me home.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have done the same thing that they did. I just would have voted her out anyway.
I mean, Chris was like, guys, cut this girl a break. Send me home. She's a wonderful person. Let her represent, you know, Asian people everywhere and try to win this game. And then the whole house was like, you know, Chris, that was a beautiful speech. Bye, Mariah.
Yeah. But nah. Yeah. I can liken it to Chris Kattan handed the house a gun and then put his hands up and turned around and said, do what you got to do. And then they fired it. Then he looked, and Mariah was dead. And he's like, how? I stood here in front of you amongst you people and told you to do what you had to do. Take me out. I don't want to be here.
Also, he stood in front of an oncoming train, and they pushed him out of the way and put Mariah in his place.
Yes. He opened his arms out wide and left himself there. And it's not like Mariah came and saved him. Someone else pushed him and dragged her into the sky. and she got taken out. It was insane. I've never, and Julie's like, is this some kind of reverse psychology? No, this man doesn't want to be here. He's done with the game.
But what it does show is that the rest of the house actually is playing the game, recognizing that Chris doesn't want to be there and he's not trying. They're not just going to send him home versus, you've seen in previous seasons, the people that don't want to be there anymore, they vote them out as a, you know, to appease them because the person's trying to play the right way. This time they're like, nah, man, because you being here will further my game, so you can just stay.
So the other day I played in my very first online role-playing game, Org Mini. A mini is where they play all the whole game, like a long-form game in a condensed amount of time, usually like either a weekend or a day. We were playing, there was about 11 people playing. It's all very similar to Celebrity Big Brother. So like, you know, the regular Big Brother game is very similar to Celebrity Big Brother, it's a condensed version. So I was playing and I was going to a concert on Saturday night. I got down to the final seven or eight. And we were like going around, they were going around trying to figure out who to vote out. And I went into the different rooms and I said, vote me out, I gotta go. I'm going to a concert. And they were like, okay. Like, if you really want to go, I said, yeah, no, I got to go. I'm like running late for this concert. I got to get out of here. We get to the tribal part and someone says, someone volunteered to go and we're going to, you know, see if that's a trick or not. And I said, ah, nope, not a trick. Got to go. It was me. I volunteered. Please vote me out. I got to get up out of here. The votes start coming out and the first two votes were not my name. And I said, I gotta go. I told y'all, I'm trying to get him out of here. And I felt for Chris, I felt like Chris Kattan in that moment. When the votes start getting red, and I'm like, I asked to leave. And you guys almost told me no. Luckily, the other five votes did have my name, including the vote I wrote for myself, because I needed to leave.
So this was an anonymous vote?
Yes, yes.
Because I do feel like that makes a huge difference. Because, like, you see it especially on the challenge where when they vote in public, people just pile on because it's easier than, you know, writing a name down and then your vote's remaining secret.
If it's anonymous, it was still funny because, like, those two that came out that did not have my name, I was like, I'm leaving regardless. Like this is, I'm trying to leave respectfully. And for the host at the time to be like, is this a trick? It is not a trick. I am going to see Kane Brown in a little bit. Or I'm going to go see Jimmy Allen in a little bit. So I have to get up out of here. But I felt for Chris Kattan in that moment. That reminded me of that because Chris is like, I don't even really want to play this game anymore, y'all. Like, I really don't want to play this game. I haven't been playing the game. I didn't come here to play a game. He literally said, I didn't come here to play a game. I thought he thought it was Club Med. Who knows? But it is not. You know, that's probably, I just figured it out. Last season, he was watching this past summer and saw the BB Clubhouse, the BB Beach Club. And he was like, this is a great winter beach club. I need to go there. For a little bit of time. Then he got there and he's like, oh, there's a game happening around here. What happened to the chips and the casino theme and the beach club theme?
Do you think that he they ran out of cake that day?
We will not be giving you guys any more flour. Chris ate all of the cake. Well, I got to get up out of here.
He just seemed lost.
Yes.
From the get-go. And they even said, I think Julie said, that he was trying to figure out what house he was in. Something like that. I just was like, why did he sign up for this in the first place? Because he was just not.
But that's what I'm trying to figure out, too.
I liked watching him, though, because he was just so awkward.
It was a weird time for him, but he gets to continue because with a vote of 7-0, Mariah's out the house. Mariah talks to Julie, mentions how she's never been in a place where she was the only Asian American in a spot. Julie said that she had, which I don't know if that's supposed to be comforting or what, but that's what Julie said. And Julie's like, well, you're always so much younger than all the rest of them. And that's one thing we talked about in our cast assessment, was that Mariah is just so more of an unknown and youthful comparatively to the rest of the cast. So I felt like Mariah would be a target due to that. And sure enough, she was.
Yep.
She was. So that was the Monday episode. And then we fast forward to the Wednesday episode. The house opens up talking about the eviction shortly right after the eviction. Katana's shocked that he's still there because he thought they would have, you know, appealed to his wishes and sent him home like he asked. And I thought it was interesting that Shayna and Chris kept telling him he did nothing wrong. And yeah. His speech was beautiful, but, you know, they were going to keep him there. I didn't understand why they felt the need to constantly tell him that he was fine.
If they would have just, like, found some Little Debbies or something, he probably wouldn't have been that upset he was still there. But in all seriousness, he just asked to leave. They looked him in the eye and said, no, thank you, and made him stay. I think that Mariah was probably the person he was closest to in the house.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't really talking to anybody else. He was just sleeping and hanging out. I think that really hurt his feelings.
Yeah.
That they would rather cut her than respect his wishes.
Yeah.
That's what I mean about him being just a sweetheart, though. I think if he went to them and said, look, guys, I really don't want to be here. You know, I would rather be at home. I would rather be doing this. This isn't what I thought it was going to be. Whatever the reasons, if he went and said it to them like that, maybe they would have respected his wishes. But it seemed like to me, and maybe to them, that he really just wanted to throw Mariah a bone because it meant more to her than to him. And I thought because they did seem to have formed a bond that he wanted her to have the opportunity, and it wasn't anything to him. So I mean, I get it, but I just don't think people really, even though he wasn't playing, I don't think people mm-hmm. realized he really didn't want to be there. I think they just thought he was trying to be nice to Mariah.
Possibly. So I thought it was interesting because he looked genuinely perplexed why he was still in the house that night. Because he's like, I feel like I just told you guys what I wanted to do. And I believe that they might not have thought, I think it's twofold. I think that they might have thought that he was just being a sweet guy, like you're saying, Denny. But I also think that they also understood that strategically, if they want to keep going for Misha was fighting so hard to keep Mariah. We're going to take out Misha, one of Misha's minions, as they like to call her. And Chris is obviously not one of Misha's minions, so they'll keep him around. Because as CJ, I think, said a few minutes ago, the house is playing the game, even if Chris is not. Yep. and that's why they voted. Now, I thought it was interesting because in the same segment, we hear from Shayna and Chris Kirkpatrick that the reason that they didn't try to backdoor Todrick is because there was not enough time to try to explain to Chris Kattan why he had to vote out Todrick. And so they didn't think that the votes would be there because they would have left Todrick up there next to Mariah, and Mariah would have still went home.
But that's where I don't understand the logic, because Chris Kirkpatrick had spent a whole bunch of time scheming with Lamar and Todd. So they're probably going to respect his wishes voting.
That's two.
Cynthia and Carson are on the opposite side of Misha. So anyone who's close to Misha, they're going to vote out. And Shayna's his ride or die. That's five. Why do you need Kattan?
I'm with you. The numbers don't bear out. But that's what Shayna and Chris Kirkpatrick told us. Chris Kirkpatrick even says, we definitely made a big mistake here. But let's see if we could pick up from here. But he definitely acknowledged the fact that they messed up in not going to take out Todrick or even Misha and just going for it, especially with Shayna winning the veto. And so then them setting up the back door perfectly. At the same time, while they're having these conversations, Shayna and Kirkpatrick, we get a shot of the kitchen where Todd has decided that it's time to start playing the game, which I respect. Sometimes you got to like lay low a little bit, lay in a cut, and then you got to like pop out. And he's talking to Lamar, Misha, and Todrick. And though nothing official forms, they understand that they need each other in this game. Misha has always understood that she needed numbers. And losing and having Chris go against her, losing Mariah, she knew that she needed to replace those numbers. And Todd is a no better person than any other because they're coming for Carson.
Mm-hmm. And you just, at that point, Misha's looking at the board. There's nine people. And she's sitting looking at a group of three, maybe. She doesn't know where Lamar lies. She knows she has Todrick. Lamar and Todd are kind of doing their own thing. Catan is off in La La Land. And then you know Shayna and Chris are together, and you know Cynthia and Carson are together. You need to at least get a group of four, preferably five, so that you can control the numbers in the house again. So I think whether she necessarily wanted Todd or not, at that point, you're just a vote. So I can work with you for a week to further my game. And if you happen to win a competition, great. I don't think you will, but you'll vote where I tell you to vote, and that's the most important thing to me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that he necessarily wants to work with her? I mean, you're not going to turn someone down if they say, hey, let's work together. You're not going to say, no, I'm all set.
I felt like Todd kind of brought it up, because I don't think Todd has any kind of a real footing in the house. Misha is the biggest physical threat. Todrick is a close second. And I think Todd actually likes spending time with Lamar. Like, I think they're like, they become friends, as we saw in a segment a few days ago. Lamar talked about seeing his son that ended up having SIDS in one of his dreams. And the person that was talking to him the most about it was Todd. So I think the connection between Todd and Lamar is real. So Todd and Lamar standing there, though, like CJ said, Misha may not know exactly where Lamar is. She and Todrick know that Lamar is a part of the Athletes Alliance, and you got to believe in something. So they're choosing to believe in that alliance. So since that's the case, Todd says, this just makes the most sense because they're all three here. Let me team ally with the most physically imposing people in this house, especially with Misha's protein powders and protein pancakes. That just makes the most sense to just align with. So I think Todd was serious.
I think that Lamar is Todd's number one. I don't know if Lamar has a number one. I think Lamar is just there to hang out. He's there for a good time. He's
and there to miss Chloe.
Yeah, I mean, he wants his trophy. He came, he asked for a trophy. He still doesn't know that if he wins, he doesn't get a trophy.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you can't get on the podium if you don't make it to the title game.
True.
So
true.
He's just trying to get to the end. If Todd helps him get to the end, cool. If Misha helps him get to the end, cool. I don't know. Like, I think he is some of those seasons of Survivor, how they've had voting blocks, I think Lamar is more inclined for that style of game versus a ride or die alliance.
Right.
I really would like to see him start playing, though. Because yeah. I like this. I like him. And I'm really
Lamar's great. Lamar's great. But Lamar's been playing the game, right? Let's be real. Lamar is not playing a real tough game, but part of the game is just being likable.
Yeah,
and Lamar has become extremely likable. He's definitely doing that. And so He's playing. He just doesn't. He is now aligned with people because no one's coming for him, right? The
which is great for him.
Correct.
Yeah.
The Misha and the Todricks want to work with them. The Carson and the Cynthias want to work with them, and the Chris Kirkpatricks and the Shaynas want to work with them. No one's coming for him. He bonded with Mariah before she went home. Like he's got his bases covered. So I think Lamar's actually playing one of the better games because it's so subtle.
Because Lamar hasn't won anything, he hasn't pissed anyone off. And he's just been generally likable. So nobody has a reason to go after him, which means the way he's playing right now, he could easily coast until the final five because Misha and Carson are staring at each other, trying to figure out who's going to blink first. And then you have Chris Kirkpatrick, who just pissed off Misha. So now Shayna and him are on her radar, too.
Mm-hmm.
So he, just by being affable and hanging out, he's got a pretty easy path to get to five.
So let me change my wording then, because I said I want him to start playing the game. I guess what I want is to know that he knows he's playing a game.
That is it. That is it. Because he is playing the game, Denny. I am with you. I am not aware if Lamar is aware that he's playing the game.
So I guess that's all I need from him.
I just need him to tell me, I'm doing this on purpose. And then that's all I need. I just need that one time.
Yeah.
Just one time. Because you're right. You're right. He is playing the game. I'm with you. I don't know that he knows he's playing the game.
I think Lamar's waiting for the basketball game that they have in the house so that he can really shine. Joke's on him. There's no basketball game in the house.
No, there is no basketball. But like you said, everyone is aware that Misha's dangerous. And Carson, no one's more aware than Carson and Cynthia. And they talk in the next segment about the fact that they need anyone but Misha to win this next HOH competition. And so we go into the ski strip competition where you gotta keep your hands and a foot or your butt or something on three different buttons, and then it moves at a 1 second pace. If you remove your hand from one button, it goes at what, two times? If you remove your hand from two buttons, it's 30 times.
Yep.
And if you remove your hand from all three buttons, it's 60 times that it goes. We get this competition intro to us by former Celebrity Big Brother contestant Kato Kaelin, killing it up in here.
Hanging out
in the hot tub. And so what you got to do is you're all dressed in these ski gear. You got to take off all the clothes, jump in the hot tub, and push a button to stop it. That's the competition. Todrick goes first. Sets a really good pace. Mm-hmm. Next up, we had Chris Kattan, who did not do as well.
He tried.
He did try a little bit. We then go on so on and so forth. We have Cynthia, who basically got up and just got it done.
She did not try.
Cynthia made it a point when she got in the hot tub to not get her hair wet, and I respect that.
Todd thought he would just jump off all the buttons and try to take his clothes off fast. That was also a terrible strategy. Lamar, 6'10", you know, bless his heart. Those long limbs to try to get those clothes off of. Oh, man.
I will say that of these physical competitions, none of them have really been built for Lamar.
No. And well, how do you build a competition for a 6'10" man?
Basketball.
That's all you can do?
That'd be crazy.
Slam dunk contest.
To build one around him, and then literally no one else would be able to.
this is his to lose. This is his to lose.
It'll be a contest where they have to like look over a fence or something. I don't know.
Chris, that's not fair to Chris Kattan. That comp's not fair to Chris Kattan.
He doesn't even know what house he's in. It's fine.
Well, Misha goes pretty quickly, and then finally Carson goes. When the times come out, Misha is the new HOH, with Todrick having a close second behind her. And this is the last thing most of the house wanted.
You don't want Misha winning because Misha has already shown she can win. And Misha in control is not good for anyone else who might try to usurp her power.
Yeah, and I think Chris Kirkpatrick is now going to really be kicking himself, saying, see, maybe I should have taken her out.
Right.
Because if I were him, I would be fearing that he didn't do what she wanted, and now she's the one with the power.
Yeah. That's what my concern would be, too, if I'm him, because she had one request, and it was to put up Carson, even to put up Carson next to Mariah. Just give me the option of voting him out, and you didn't do that for her. So Chris Kirkpatrick should be shaking in his boots. Misha in her interviews is very stone-faced in the diary room and just telling it like it is, and says, I'm happy to be in control once again, and I'm going to continue to run this house. She then talks to Todrick and talks about how the hard life that she's come from, which continues to closely bond them. And she talks about the life she comes from. She even gets a little Ronda Rousey dig in there. She said that she basically learned to fight on the streets. Ronda came from Venice and, had a silver spoon in her mouth, which is, I mean, Rowdy doesn't want to hear that, but if that's the case. And Misha talks about how she, was expected to be at home and cooking and having babies. And Todrick said, you got that too now, though, girl. You got that too. And you bitch punch bitches in the face. And she's like, you right. You know what I'm saying?
Can I point out, though, she was working out while she had this conversation.
Correct. She was getting ready because she's going to come right out the house into a fight. That's really what she's about to do. She's going to have a fight March 6th. She's fighting with the UFC. I'm just playing. So it bonds them a little bit more. Next, though, we get Misha is talking to Chris Kattan and asks him, can he keep a secret? And tells him that he's not going up on the block, so he doesn't have to worry. Well, little does Misha know, Cynthia's laying on the couch and overhears this. And Cynthia knows that if Chris is not going up, that means her and Carson are probably going up.
Do you think she didn't know, or do you think she didn't care?
She didn't know.
I think she didn't care.
I think she didn't know because she literally said to Kattan, can you keep a secret? He said, I don't know. Then she said, then I'm not going to tell you.
So. And I also find it funny that they think after his plea to send him home and keep Mariah, I think it's funny that she thought telling him that he wasn't going up would be comforting to him because he doesn't want to be there. He's like, please put me up.
That's why I'm saying I don't know if they really realize he doesn't want to be there. Because I thought he was just trying to be nice towards Mariah, and then kind of was just confused afterwards because he doesn't watch Big Brother regularly.
Regularly, didn't
why they would keep him.
Ever. He doesn't watch Big Brother, full stop.
So yeah, maybe she just really doesn't know.
I don't think she knew that. Oh, I don't think that she realized that his request was a plea to leave.
Yeah,
but that's exactly what happened. So Cynthia runs back and tells Carson that he's going up. He's probably going up. She's probably going up with him. So they're concerned about that. At the same time, Todrick talks to Misha, and Misha says for sure Carson is going up, and probably Cynthia. Todrick has a great read and is like, we probably need to be looking at Chris Kirkpatrick, because remember when he didn't do what we needed him to do, And remember when he was like, this is my HOH and all this bullshit. I thought that's a good read by Todrick Hall.
I think it was a great read.
I do think it's a good read, but that's why I think Chris Kirkpatrick should have taken Misha out when he had the chance.
Agreed.
It's just, it's funny because I feel like everyone in the house is afraid of Misha, but if you're afraid of Misha, why not take out Misha when you have a chance? Because yeah, it's quote unquote early in the game when he could have taken a shot at her, but how many more chances are you going to get? Because when there's not a lot of people around, it means she's probably going to get you before you get her. Because she's won every HOH she's been in. And yeah, it's only two, but she came in second in the veto that Carson won. And then she didn't compete in the other one. So like, she has already proven to be a comp beast. Yeah. I don't want to see her in any challenge. So I'm probably trying to get rid of her sooner rather than later.
I agree. And she decides, we get to the nominations. She does agree with Todrick that Chris's attitude has changed a little bit, but she sticks with her plan. And on the nominations, we see that she has nominated Carson and Cynthia, even though she thinks they're great people. She needs Carson gone. And she's going for a target. She's not wrong. She's going for a target.
It's funny because she decided that Carson was a threat day five.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, she's been one track mind. And
laser focused.
Yeah. And the fact that Chris was able to take out Mirai and it didn't even like phase you as far as going after Carson. Sometimes you got to call an audible. Like, you know Carson's going to come after you, but Chris might be coming after you too. So if that's the case, why not just put them both up? And if you get rid of one of them, you're going to get rid of one of them.
Well, she felt like Chris was still close to her. And she didn't quite make the audible needed because when you're in the octagon, you have a game plan. Until you get punched in the face and get knocked off your game plan, you still have a game plan. Even if they're hitting you with leg kicks, you don't all of a sudden just start countering. You continue with the strikes. You continue to cut off the octagon, right? Me and you have watched Misha fight time and time again. We've watched Misha fight in person. That's how you do. That's like the ring psychology. So you're right. Though, I think if Chris were to have come for Todrick, it would have woke her up, right? It would have been that punch in the face that she would have knocked her back a little bit.
Yeah.
But taking out Mariah was like, please don't, but okay, I get it. That was a leg kick. It was a leg kick. And she parried it and just kept going. Because Carson is her main target. Because Carson is a bigger threat to her than Chris Kirkpatrick is.
Yeah, but I also see it as like, I feel like with Mirai, she was never that important to you to begin with. But the fact that this dude is willing to cross his alliance once and then expects to stay in it, I already don't trust you. Like, I already know that I don't trust Carson, but you just proved that I can't trust you, and you took a shot at me before I took a shot at you. So now I need to get rid of you, because if you did it once, you're probably going to do it again.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
And that's why, like, I don't have a problem with her putting up Carson and Cynthia, mm-hmm. but I think she would have been better off putting up Carson and Chris Kirkpatrick.
Chris Kirkpatrick, yeah.
Because you're going to get rid of one.
Here's the thing, though, that bothers me about Misha. She's talking to Mariah, and she's like, just join our alliance without talking to the other alliance people first. Like, you can't do that and then just tell people, no, you're keeping her in because she's a part of our alliance. I said so.
Hey, man, that's how mob boss Misha rolls.
But that's how Chris Kirkpatrick got in the alliance to begin with. She was talking to Chris Kirkpatrick in the kitchen with Todrick and then said, come on upstairs. By the way, you're in an alliance with me and Lamar.
Yeah, I feel like she's so quick to, like, she at first was kind of wary of Mariah, and then Mariah talked to her and she's like, you're in our alliance.
It's
maybe Carson just needs to talk to her.
I'll say it's a more subtle version of what Frenchie did week one. Yeah. Oh, you talk to me? We're in an alliance. That's it.
Pretty much. By the way, it'll be so funny when she goes to Todrick. Todrick, by the way, Carson's with us now. So we're not coming for Carson anymore. Okay. I don't know when that happened, but sure. And now he's like, I'm aligned with Carson, Todd, Lamar, Kirkpatrick. Oh, man. I wonder what's going to happen. Breaking news at this time, not to spoil anything, but to spoil it. Spoiler alert. Chris Kattan is gone. He left. We're going to hear about it tomorrow, Friday's episode. We're not going to talk to you guys again until Monday, but Chris Kattan is gone from the house.
We may have talked about this on the preview episode.
Yes. Of likelihood to leave, we had Chris Kattan as the highest. And sure enough, your boy's a runner. He left. He took off from the house, so he's out. So I don't know if we're going to still have an eviction tomorrow. I'm assuming we will. I'm assuming everything will continue to play out. But Chris Kattan has left the Big Brother house and is back in the real world. If you're surprised, you haven't been watching the show. So
I would actually assume now that he's left, we don't get a double eviction.
That's what I assume as well. If there was a double planned, we probably don't get the double any longer.
Yeah.
Because I'm not surprised that he left, but I'm kind of bummed just because he did bring, you know, a little bit of, you're just watching humor. This guy, like, where does he come from?
Yes. But
I'm gonna just miss his, like, quirkiness, you know?
Quirky Romano out the bear in the house, you know, hanging out. But I always said he was never long for this world, and he wasn't. He tried to leave the right way, though. He tried to leave the right way, and they didn't let him. So he had to go leave his own way, which was him just literally walking out the door.
So do you think he sticks around for jury?
No.
I think that once he's reunited with Mariah, he might stick around for jury.
He might come back. He might come back and vote, but he self-evicted. You get this happening, or at least rumored to be happening every Celebrity Big Brother season. But Chris Kattan is gone from the house. I don't think anyone was too surprised. So going into tomorrow night's episode, we have Misha as the HOH. Chris Kattan is gone. Currently, Carson and Cynthia are on the block. Who do you two think is going home?
I mean, if Misha gets her wishes, Carson's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how anyone can remove Carson from the block and not face Misha's wrath.
Right. What are your thoughts, Denny?
Yeah, unless Carson removed himself.
And then I think someone like with Chris Kattan having left, I think at that point either Shayna or Chris goes up. Because that's just how the numbers work at that point. Todrick's not going up. Lamar, Todd's not going up. So no. I think at that point, Shayna goes up or Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yeah, I think Carson's only shot is winning the veto. If he doesn't win, he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be interesting to see him win it just to see what he would do at that point.
with that, we will be back on Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. CJ, where can they find you?
Find me on my socials at Keyboard Sarcasm.
Perfect. Everywhere. Everywhere, right?
Everywhere.
TikTok. Hinge. Zoom. I don't know. All the places. Twitter. Diddy, where can they find you?
At Denny Naprava. Not doing perfect. A whole lot. But
not doing
a definitely you can find me at KG Fury on TikTok.
You can find me at KG Fury everywhere. Make sure you like and subscribe and hit the little bell so that way you can be alerted when we have new episodes for the fans. We should be having a Survivor 42 cast preview coming up pretty soon. That cast just dropped. So just be on the lookout for that. In addition, we are on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Google Podcasts. So if you can't watch us live on YouTube, go ahead and listen to us while you drive to work or as you're just lounging in the house. Listen to Denny, listen to me, listen to CJ, just talking about some celebrity Big Brother. And join us live once again on Monday night as we go through what happened over the weekend in the Celebrity Big Brother house and see if anyone else left. With that, I think that's everything. You guys got anything to promote? Everything good there? We're good. Perfect. Thank you for joining us. Good night.
Night.
Bye.